You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In California, deaths related to fentanyl overdoses are skyrocketing, and it's still hard to find treatment for opioid addiction. A medication called buprenorphine can help. It's more commonly known by the brand name Suboxone, but accessing the medication can be especially difficult for people who are homeless. So one Contra Costa County doctor decided to do something radical, bring medication for heroin addiction to the streets. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has that story.
Dr. Joseph Mega walks along the train tracks in Bay Point by the Delta. He's a doctor, but this morning he swapped his lab coat for a hoodie and the streets are his office. The people he's meeting today are homeless, and he's checking up on them. He's cheery and polite, almost like a camp counselor trying not to wake anyone up.
Hey, it's Dr. Mega. You guys need anything?
Good morning. Dr. Mega leads Contra Costa County's street medicine team. A nurse and health insurance advisor join him to look for patients. It feels eerie and abandoned out here. Trash is piled sky high like dystopian artwork. People are camped out in tents. It's also remote enough that police usually leave the people living here alone.
It's kind of hard to find, so. In fact, there was a gas leak like 3 weeks ago, where this whole area was evacuated except for these folks. No one came to tell them.
The area is full of yapping dogs and cats sneaking around. One of Mega's patients, who I'll call Ricky Johnson, stumbles out onto the path, looking dazed, like he's not sure how he ended up here. Johnson calls out for his beloved pit bull.
Chevelle Marie. Come here, baby girl. Come here.
Johnson is 49 years old. He has a beard, flashing eyes, and a habit of looking out into the distance, like he's thinking about other things. He lives out here with his wife. Johnson says he's been addicted to heroin for decades, ever since his dad died, and he went chasing after any high he could get.
So that's what a lot of us want, is that feeling. You know, that's the reason we do, is to push our problems away, you know.
Dr. Mega recently prescribed him Suboxone, a medication that eases the pain of heroin withdrawal and reduces cravings. Johnson says because of the medicine, he hasn't used heroin for a few days now. It helps him feel like he can actually get up and function, like he's normal.
You could take it in the morning, and the whole day is cool. No cravings, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, oh, cool. I'm gonna give it a shot, see what happens.
One reason it's so hard to quit heroin is that withdrawal is awful. Your muscles twitch, your bones hurt, you have diarrhea, you vomit. You feel like you're simultaneously freezing and on fire. Suboxone can ease that pain and ease cravings for heroin. Because of the street medicine team, Johnson can get refills without needing to make a medical appointment himself. Dr. Mega promises to get him a refill later today.
Well, he sent you a medicine, and Kimmy's going to get it later and bring it over to you, okay? All right, let us know if there's problems.
Dr. Mega gets back into his van, a medical clinic on wheels. This street medicine team is part of Contra Costa County's Healthcare for the Homeless program. Inside the van, Dr. Mega can offer people things like vaccines, tests for diabetes and STDs, clean needles, tents, and sleeping bags. And more recently, the team can prescribe Suboxone for addiction. Dr. Mega is really happy the medication seems to be working for Johnson.
He looks fantastic. I just feel like his mental state is much more stable. The last time we saw him, there's no way he would have been able to sit and have a conversation with you.
Dr. Mega says he grew up with a single mother, without access to health insurance. So he trained in family medicine, hoping to find a way to reach people who usually fall through the cracks. Around 5 years ago, he started working in a county emergency room. There, he saw one addiction case after another. 50 people in Contra Costa County died from opioid overdoses in 2016.
That's 50 people that shouldn't have died. Like on any given shift in the emergency room, someone will see a patient who comes in, you know, in withdrawal.
When this street team got started around 2 years ago, Dr. Mega would constantly meet people desperate to quit heroin. At first, he referred them to the county's treatment group, but he found that people weren't showing up. So Dr. Mega says one day he decided to prescribe Suboxone on the spot.
I remember the first person who I prescribed to, who came onto the van, and I just thought, well, he's not going to get treatment otherwise, so it needs to happen here.
Suboxone can be hard to access otherwise. Only about 5% of the nation's doctors have the necessary waiver to prescribe it. It's also not easy to keep doctor's appointments when you live on the streets or don't have an ID or health insurance.
If you create multiple barriers to get access to something, they're just going to say, forget it, I can't do this. And so I think this is an opportunity to do something today.
There is a similar outreach program that provides Suboxone for homeless people in San Francisco. But other than that, this kind of effort is really rare. Dr. Mega says his team has offered the medication to 58 people last year. Some of them have continued receiving prescriptions. Others he's lost contact with. Sometimes they'll vanish for a few months before asking for treatment again. He knows patients will relapse.
We sometimes, we'll joke and call them our white rabbits, because they'll show up and then all of a sudden they're disappeared. And we're like, where did that person go? And we feel like we're chasing them.
Dr. Mega continues his search for patients in the outskirts of Antioch, where dozens of people are camped out in a large field.
This all gets flooded when it rains and all these people are just, in a lake.
There are a few patients he's been searching for today. A man whose toes recently fell off, and a pregnant woman who's addicted to heroin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're here with the health team. You guys need anything?
Over on the edge of the field, one of the outreach team's patients, Michelle Rickford, is sitting on a lawn chair doing a crossword puzzle. Her gray hair is tied in a tight ponytail. She's 58 years old, and she says she first tried heroin on New Year's Eve, 5 years ago on the anniversary of her son's suicide.
I had a $50 bill that was back pay from SSI, and I thought, that's it. I'm just going to go out and I just want to get high. That was my goal, and I've just been doing it ever since.
Mega's outreach team recently found her out here, alone in her tent, at the brink of a crisis. She says sores had formed on each of her arms, and she was dealing with this infection while in full-blown withdrawal.
It's the most excruciating pain you've ever felt. I mean, you're trying to turn yourself inside out, you know?
So the outreach group took her to the hospital, where doctors drained the abscess. The team also helped her get started on Suboxone. For a couple of days, she took it. But then she went back to using heroin. She last shot up this morning.
And it's a vicious damn circle. It's a hamster wheel that you never get off. Unless you really, really want to. You gotta really want to get off it.
Rickford plans to try Suboxone again in a few days and make yet another attempt at a clean break. Dr. Joseph Mega considers that a victory. For him, it matters that homeless people like Rickford have access to treatment, even if it doesn't always lead to a lifetime of sobriety. He knows that Suboxone isn't the perfect solution. The doctors like him can only do so much.
If I held myself responsible for the outcomes of every patient that I've ever met, then I'm really exaggerating what I can do for people.
After seeing a couple more patients, Dr. Mega is done for the day. He hops inside the medical clinic on wheels and drives off. The team recently landed a federal grant to buy a bigger van and hire a nurse dedicated to following up with patients with Suboxone prescriptions. California plans to spend at least $230 million in federal funds for a program to expand access to medication for addiction by 2020. In the meantime, Dr. Mega and his team will be outside, bringing treatment to people on the streets. In Contra Costa County, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.